watching in hour number two of the program. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away. Once again, that is freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. Going right back into your phone calls. And then on the way here, got some interesting numbers in relation to the Ron Paul campaign. And per request, the open letter to the black community on behalf of Ron Paul by FTL's very own Robert Wicks. We'll get to that because somebody, I mentioned it several days ago and we never got around to it. But your calls first. Let's talk to Joe in Georgia. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind?
Not too much, man. I don't believe in God, but give me some of the magic underwear. Those sound great.
Well, magic underwear is not exactly a fair thing. You know, it's a religious belief. Lots of religions wear lots of weird clothes.
I'm calling it magic underwear. I was going to call and ask if you guys had seen that article that there's actually an NPR thing on it today. The guy who wrote it, I can't remember his name, Kirchin or something like that, wrote an article in the New Republic about Ron Paul and dug up a lot of the same old and new old essays and newsletters from Ron Paul.
I didn't see the article, but I saw his appearance on Tucker, and that guy is a scumbag. As I understand it, he is a Giuliani supporter who will do anything he can to slander Ron Paul, and he's trying to make it sound like Ron Paul's a racist because apparently at some point in the past, like 20 years ago or something, Ron Paul's newsletter had some racist quotations in it. And I guess the official word from Ron Paul is that he had nothing to do with that, that apparently he wasn't actually editing his own newsletter at the time. And
it shows that he wasn't paying enough attention to, some of the stuff that was going out with his name on it. And
right.
That's not.
Yeah. Even short of that, I mean, Which I wholeheartedly believe could happen, especially when you're, when you're a statesman and you work and there's a lot of people who assist you and everything. Beyond that, this guy posted links to these articles and newsletters and stuff. And, the snippets just being taken out of context as they were sentences that, had supporting points that led to this one statement that pulled out of context seems really awful to say.
Sure.
But, I mean... when you read it inside the context of the essay or the article, it just seems like a harsh truth, not so much like a mean, hateful statement. It's just like, well, this is probably the truth of the matter.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I certainly didn't take the time to read all that. I mean, I'll take your word for it, certainly. But nonetheless, this is what happens in politics. I mean, the people that are your opponents, they go digging and they find the dirtiest dirt they can possibly find, and they constantly take things out of context because they know most people aren't going to do the same amount of digging. They know most people aren't going to check their claims, and so the people that were sitting there watching the Tucker Show or NPR or whatever it is that whatever organization has been reporting on this, as I understand it, a number of them have now. The people that are just consuming the news, they're going to be shocked, they're going to be outraged, and that's going to be it. They're never going to do any follow-up, and they know it. So this is not good news.
Court, when you raise like a ridiculous accusation or argument in court, the other side will object, but it's like even still, it's out there, I mean, it doesn't matter, the damage is done.
Yeah, well, the question is how much damage will be done by this. There's no way that I know of to calculate that. Ron Paul and his friends can get on the air and try to counteract as much of it as possible. And I think that anybody that's ever met Ron Paul or has seen him speak knows that he's just a nice old man. I don't see him being that way at all. And again, as he said, he didn't write those things.
Yeah, hey, there's another thing. Like, way back when I was first getting into his campaign and stuff, I gone digging for a bunch of interviews and stuff that I could find, and there was one thing. It was on a Christian radio network, and just to support further that he wasn't, that he's not a racist or homophobic, this evangelical preacher guy was trying to relate to Ron Paul in a way, saying, hey, you're a Baptist, what it's like to have, these heathens, and these this homosexuals and stuff running around and, abusing this country and, bringing down the fabric of America and all that stuff. And Ron Paul, you could just tell, he was really trying to not, hook this guy who was nice enough to have him on the show by saying, hey, look, man, I don't care what most people do or what, you know, who they are. It doesn't matter to him. You could tell he wasn't trying to blatantly offend him, but he kind of said, you know, like, it's none of my business. I believe in liberty, so whatever someone wants to do.
I love how Ron Paul handles this issue, too, the racism allegations, and that he comes out and he says, you know, racism is just collectivism.
Yeah.
The idea that all these members that have the same skin color or that are women or men or whatever it is the group is that you're putting them into, or they all have some sort of similar traits beyond physical appearance, it's just nonsense. And he points out that libertarians believe in the individual, that we don't believe in collectivism, that we judge people based on their actions and what they do and, you know, what their belief system is, not the color of their skin, not, you know, when they were born, not what their gender is, and all these other asinine things that we put people into groups over. And I love how he responds to that.
Yeah, like, I know exactly what you're talking about, where he says, basically, it's like, the only place we get our rights from is, you know, being part of the gay community or the black community or whatever it is, the senior citizens. You know, it's not where your rights come from. They're the same constitutional rights that everyone gets, you know. Despite
very good.
Sexuality.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Continuing with Rutiger in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Rutiger.
Hi, you guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, I hate to beat a dead horse here, but I have to bring up the Ron Paul and, you know, feeling down about that. And I know it's not over, but, you know, the thing is that I've worked for the Libertarian Party before, and I've had high hopes and then had them slammed down before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been through all that, and I should have seen it coming, but
oh, yeah.
I didn't. And I feel like I got sucked into it all because...
You got caught up in it.
Yeah, exactly. And I know yesterday you guys were talking about voter fraud, and here's the thing about that, and it was my idea, is that, think about it, there's trillions, not millions or billions, trillions of dollars in this treasure chest of the federal government.
Mm.
Don't you think that it's naive to think that they wouldn't, I mean, voter fraud, I mean, that's nothing. What do you think, it's more, what do you think they would not do?
Yeah.
I mean, you have every bureaucrat from, you know, from the presidency down, all of the special interests that rely on the federal government, they get all these paychecks. I mean, what would they not do in order to retain their power?
Right. You know, I think that, you know, when you have the idea that Republicans threw the election, took the election for George Bush over the Democrats, to me, I was always skeptical of those claims, you know, that in 2000, you know, Al Gore should have won, or 2004, Ohio, and the voting machines and all that stuff. I was always skeptical of those because it seemed like we had two competing forces that would, you know, both want to throw the election.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, they would keep themselves somewhat honest. Maybe one would get a, you know, leg up over the other, but who knows? But I can see that definitely the establishment candidate would have an extreme advantage over the you know, the outsider candidate. In the case of New Hampshire, oddly, the two big establishment, two pro-war candidates took the state.
Well, you know, what I said last night was that I had thought about how to scam the system. I mean, myself, just looking at it and thinking about it, it didn't take me very long. I thought, you know, it would be These Operation Live Free or Die people could very easily go around and they could register to vote even though they don't really live here, and they could easily vote and no one would ever really be able to double verify that.
And
or
here's
check
the
that.
Thing is that you're talking about you're just talking about ideology. These people here, there's people, I mean, think about Halliburton, Bechtel, think about all these companies, all these people, they literally, their life relies on the government. So I mean, the real question, I mean, think about what would they not do, and you know,
sure.
That it sounds like conspiracy stuff to say.
I don't think so. I think it's reasonable. I think that you're making a reasonable point because I thought about it, and if I thought about it, that means that the slimy political scumbags were definitely thinking about it. And Hillary Clinton lost in Iowa, and she didn't want to lose in New Hampshire, so they sent the van loads of people around, as the lady from Manchester called in last night to point out, sent them around from precinct to precinct to register to vote, and. They possibly threw the election to Hillary as a result of that. I wouldn't put it past them at all. And thanks for the call tonight, man. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Glad he was at least somewhat prepared for the burnout. It sounds like he's staying on board. More on the way. Your call's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so do enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. With dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I have to say that one of the positive things that has come out of Ron Paul not doing so well in the New Hampshire primary, one of the positive things is that some people have firmed up their resolve to join the Free State Project. And I think a few extra signups have come in. At least, I mean, I'm judging based on some of the bulletin board posts that I've been seeing. Some people have been, you know, so frustrated with the state of politics in America. And so as a result of this, Ron Paul, not really failure, but not real, overwhelming success, they've really firmed up their commitments, which I think is great. And more people are moving sooner as a result. So, 800-259-9231, and of course the Ron Paul campaign continues on into the future. Got some interesting numbers here to share with you from the exit polling here in New Hampshire, which might also give you something to believe in for the future, because a lot of people are feeling disappointed. They're feeling depressed. They thought he was going to do better. Many people are wanting to drop out of the system completely and not do anything at all, you know, go and play video games 24 hours a day or whatever, not do anything to try to change America in a more positive pro-liberty manner. I think that's tragic and a mistake, and I think there are a lot of things to be excited about, and some of these numbers are very interesting. But let's go back to your phone calls first and talk to Roger in Iowa on the AMP line. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen. How are we tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
I've got a little story that I've held for a while. I've been wanting to call and talk to you guys about it.
Okay.
I work in two towns in Iowa. It's Des Moines and Cedar Rapids. And the town I work in, Cedar Rapids, has this little, I'd say, a mom-and-pop type cafe store in the second floor of the library in Cedar Rapids.
Hmm.
And they're really nice people. They're actually one of the few people that actually took my Liberty dollars in Iowa, which was wonderful.
So, yeah, very cool.
Yeah, but the other thing is the grandmother would make this Jell-O cake once a week that I got quite addicted to,
mm-hmm.
and I look forward to it every week.
I love her already.
It's good stuff, I tell you what. But long story short, I guess I was going to get to it. But I went there on my weekly little trek to get my Jell-O cake, and I walked in, and the ladies both looked at me, and they had this look on their face like, he's going to want Jell-O cake. And I said, where's the Jell-O cake? And they said, we're not going to be able to serve it anymore.
What?
I go, oh, what? You can't serve Jell-O cake anymore. And she goes, well, here's the story. And I said, okay, this should be good. And she goes, well, the lady that runs the cash register, she got a cut on her finger, and one of the customers asked her about it. And she said, well, I got a cut, and it doesn't seem to want to heal up.
Hmm.
Well, what happened is that customer that asked her that then went and said something to the library where the cafe was actually renting the space from.
Okay. Okay.
And the library itself then came and questioned them about it and had the lady go to the doctor and get it all checked and everything, which she got all checked out and okay with it and everything. So it's just kind of a minor staph infection that wouldn't spread or anything. Well, the library director then decided that that wasn't good enough. So he called in the health inspector. And the health inspector came in and did a full, inspection of the whole place. And while he was there, he happened to see a Jell-O cake, knowing that they didn't have ovens there to bake it. And he asked where they got that. And they said, well, our mother makes it at her house. And he goes, well, she can't do that anymore.
Oh,
and
they go,
why is that? Because, well, she don't have a permit to be baking cakes at her house to be able to bring it into the cafe.
Oh,
yeah, and I was pretty upset about it at the time. I told everybody at work, and they said, you got to be kidding me. I go, yep, can you imagine
that? No, it's so believable. I mean, it's not even, that's not even shocking to me. It's disgusting, but it's not even shocking to me anymore. Oh, how sad.
It happens, we have stories like this from across the nation that are just, just like that, but, rarely does it happen to an individual that they call in. I'm sorry, and I know that. you get to liken a particular product, and especially something homemade, and then they stop. The bureaucrats come in and make it so that you can't have it anymore. It's awful.
Now, so is the rule that she can't make things at home, bring them to the restaurant, and sell them? That everything the restaurant sells has to be made on premises?
pretty much.
Well, it doesn't have to be made on premises. It has to be made in a licensed facility. A licensed facility.
Yes, so, like, if you're buying facility. Pies and stuff from a pie manufacturer, they've got their license. They've paid their fee. They're bribed to the government.
So the couple of bucks that she makes on doing this Jell-O cake, it just doesn't make any sense for her to go out and outfit a whole kitchen so that there's probably an old lady who just does it in her spare time when she feels like it anyway.
And this doesn't keep people safe. I mean, the health inspector is going to claim, well, it's for the good of the consumer. We're trying to keep you safe here. I mean, that's just asinine.
Yep.
I think what a lot of it is this place is the cheapest place in town. You can buy a really good lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they don't like the competition they give to a lot of the other places downtown that probably charge 2 to 3 times as much for a lunch type of thing, too, sometimes.
So. I'm sure that's a factor. And then the other factor, of course, is, well, the state hasn't gotten their money from the old grandma. If they'd gotten their bribe, then everything would be fine. But she didn't want the license, so therefore they're shutting her down. And it's disgusting, and it really just goes to show that no one is free to do business in America. At least very few people are. Very few professions are free to do business without asking mommy government for permission first. And it's absolutely disgusting. Did you try to work out a workaround, like maybe getting grandma's phone number and just doing like a private purchase kind of thing, or would that be too inconvenient?
Oh, that's exactly what I'm doing. Once a week when I go, we're making a deal. I'm buying a whole cake. She's going to, you won't believe this, for a whole cake, she's going to make me a whole cake for $6.
And I laugh,
and I go, there's no way that I'm going to pay her just $6. I'll be giving her at least 10
good.
Minimum. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give cake free away that day in the cafe to people that are there and take it to work and everything. I'm just going to rub it in the face a little bit to say, yeah, well, you can tell me that you can't sell it, but I can buy it and give it away just fine.
There you go. Fight the power, Roger. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the story. As sad as it is, it's really exemplary in that this goes on all over the place. It's little things like this that just nip away your freedom. Little teeny little rules designed to keep you safe. Well, no, it wasn't designed to keep you safe. It's like he said, it was designed to protect.
It's protectionism.
Yep. It was designed to protect the established restaurateurs in town that have been there for decades, and they don't want some old lady cooking up pies because they've paid their fees, they've paid their slavery payments, and now she has to pay hers. That's not fair. Well, we should all be equally enslaved.
And not just that they paid their fees and now she should have to pay hers, but these are the same people that started the whole operation because they knew they could keep a woman like her out of the business. The profits are not there for her to make money selling this cake once a week. So if they put a license in place and then make it so that you have to have this commercial kitchen and all that other stuff in order to do these things,
not viable. 800-25.
They cut the amount of people by 90% that might sell food and make money.
1-800-259-9231. And can you imagine what would happen if we actually let people sell food out of their homes? Oh, it would be chaos. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calventure soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated, treatment for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe. And I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You're cold, shivering, and you just emerged from your nice warm house. Imagine how car door locks feel after being out all night. When I come back, I'll tell you how to deal with those icy locks.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
If Mr. Freeze escaped from Gotham City and played a dirty trick on your door locks last night, here is a don't and a couple of do's to get you on your way. Don't force your key. It won't work. Instead, try the other door. It may not be frozen since temperatures can vary over short distances, depending on wind and sun. Also, keeping locked de-icer on hand is a smart idea. Just remember not to store it inside your car. Then to help prevent freezing, squirt a little WD-40 on locks after a car wash. This will displace the moisture in the lock and help it last longer. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, enjoy those on us. And they include, by the way, the bulletin board system. Over 300,000 posts await you. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff, all there. bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, by the way. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. That's SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com. You know, Savvy Rest mattresses, it just keeps getting better.
What, you enjoy sleeping on it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
You know, it is an extraordinarily comfortable mattress, but it's probably not the biggest selling point of it. Probably the biggest selling point is there's a lot of people out there that react just poorly to the chemicals that leach off of especially new mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
I met a guy who he was hospitalized. They thought he was going to die. And he stopped.
That's the one thing he changed, right?
He stopped sleeping on his brand new mattress, went and slept on the couch, and he says he's never slept on that mattress again. The company that sold the mattress would not take it back either.
It rhymes with touchy feely.
I'm not sure that that's. It might have been Serta. You know, like
it sounded
like that in the beginning.
Okay, let's go to your phone calls here. Once again, that's SavvyRest.com. Let's talk to JC in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great, good. JC. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, you guys were talking about what to do from here on out, and also you mentioned a little bit about Austrian economics, and I just wanted to shed a little bit of light on that.
Sure, go ahead.
There is a Ludwig von Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama,
uh-huh.
And it was founded by a guy named Lou Rockwell.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that Lou Rockwell used to work for Ron Paul. So that's the relationship right there.
Yeah, they still know one another. Lou apparently still spends quite a bit of time with Ron.
Oh, definitely. And one thing that I am doing is I'm looking for a graduate program to study. I'm just now graduating with a bachelor's degree, and mm-hmm. I really want to I'm lobbying the Mises Institute to create a distance learning format Austrian economics degree. And I just left a message on the polling pit on the BBS asking, well, who's interested in studying Austrian economics and getting a master's degree in that? I think one of the things we have to do is increase the number of academics we have in one of the major supporting philosophies of libertarianism, and that's Austrian economics.
It couldn't hurt. Certainly putting more Austrians into the world of academia can't be a bad thing.
If that doesn't work out for you, the university's name slipped my mind. The one where IHS is based.
George Mason
University. George Mason University.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty big. They have some great Austrians, but one thing I'm trying to get is, you know, an outreach out there because, you know, so many Austrian academics and scholars are scattered all over the world. And to really get them into one place, into one university, is kind of impossible. And some of us can't go to George Mason just by, geographic constraints. But it would be awesome to have an online degree. So if anybody is interested in it, please respond to my post on the BBS.
That's under where? The polling section?
That's under the polling section, and the title is A Master's Degree in Austrian Economics.
Very good. So your other comments tonight, JC?
Just a quick thing to my brother Mark, also in Utah. About the garments, we consider them kind of sacred, but though not very secret.
These are the magic underwear. Those just tuning in, we were questioning a Mormon earlier about the magic underwear. So go ahead. What about them?
Well, you know, we don't necessarily consider them secret, but we do.
They're not a secret anymore.
Yeah, definitely not.
So wait, they're not secret, but they're sacred? Is that what you said?
They're sacred, and therefore you may find a lot of us a little reluctant to talk about them, but, you know, Mormons are regular people, and we like to be free just like the rest of you guys.
Well, hey, here now I've just thought of another question I want to know about the magic underwear.
Would you stop calling them magic underwear?
Well, what else do you call it? Is there a term
for sacred
them?
Garments?
We call them simply the garments or garments.
Sacred undergarments. Okay, well, I'm going to call them magic underwear because that's what Penn called them, and I think that's fun.
Hey, you know, if it's sensational, it's talk radio, right?
Right, right. Okay, so now, is there a special washing process? Can you just throw it in the washing machine, or do you have to hand wash it, or what?
You can wash them however you want. They're what's clothing. Just throw it in the washing machine.
So now you don't have to buy special Mormon soap or anything like that?
Well, actually, no, I'm kidding. No, now, don't have to. It's all good.
What made the garments, sacred? What process do they go through? I know that if you want to get something
made by the Mormons.
If you want to get something made sacred by, you know, the Catholic Church, you just have a priest sprinkle some holy water on it and say a little prayer.
Right,
and
I get you. Like the rabbi blessing the meat, making it kosher or something, right?
Right? I had a gal come through one of my homes that I bought and smudge it, she offered to do it, and I let her do it, and I thought it was kind of fun.
Are there different ones for men and women, or are they all sort of unisex?
Obviously women have women's garments, men have men's garments, but the characteristics of them are pretty universal. They just have some, I'm kind of reluctant too, but they have a couple of symbols on them.
Symbols.
That help us remember the promises that we made personally with God, and that's basically what they are, and they help us remember to exercise our self-government. Basically.
Now, is there any way that these garments, I'm going to have to go find some pictures of them online, I mean, if they're available online.
So, before you go on, what makes them sacred?
Just a couple of symbols on them.
Okay.
Just kind of embroidered into them.
Gotcha.
That you can barely see unless you're looking for them. Hmm. And they help us personally to remember our covenants, our promises that we made.
So, like, if you were to get into I don't know what the rules are with Mormons and sex. I presume you can't have sex prior to marriage. Is that true?
Yeah, and most religions are officially like that as well. Yeah.
So if you were to be maybe getting together with a young lady or something like that, and one thing's leading to the other, and you're almost about to, you know, break your vows, you manage to take her shirt off or something like that, and then you see the underwear there underneath, it's that last warning. It's like, hey, buddy, you've gone too far. Turn around. The magic underwear is here to prevent this from happening. It's just a reminder, right?
You know what? I'm sure that situation has happened.
But you've never gone that far, so you wouldn't know for sure. It's never happened in your life, right?
Well, I am married, and yeah.
Oh, good.
So,
yeah, how many kids do you have?
Now.
How many kids?
We have three, and we've been married for 5 years.
Now, do they recommend that you just start popping them out when you get married, or is there a certain window of time that you can wait until you can have your first one?
Oh, I think they don't teach us that, though Mormons do tend to have a couple more kids, more than everybody else, but,
yeah.
you know, we try to be fertile.
Are
I'm
there Mormons?
At three, though.
Now, are there Mormons that don't like kids?
Oh, yeah, I know quite a few. You know, we're just normal people like everybody else. You wouldn't be able to pick us out on the street, you know?
Nope.
We're just normal people.
So you don't have to have kids. That's not, like, part of church doctrine. If you get married, you can get married without having kids at any point in your marriage?
Oh, sure. You know, a lot of our doctrine we teach in church is centered around the proverbial the family, but it's not like anyone's there pressuring us to have children. You know, a lot of people do want children anyway, whether
sure,
they're
oh,
Mormon
yeah.
or not.
Sure. What about adoption? Is that okay?
There is an LDS adoption services. The LDS Church does do a lot to try to put kids into good homes with families.
Good. Very good. That clears all my questions up. JC, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Nothing. Just please do. If you're interested in Austrian economics and studying it on a distance format, let's do this. Oh, and another thing, you know what? Talk about that civil disobedience, Ian. There are people who are actually learning how to use the iPod iTrip, that little FM transmitter, to transmit FM radio frequencies. I mean, to transmit podcasts over FM radio.
Yeah,
so,
it's not
going to
go further than your house.
Yeah, but they've increased the range. There's a way you can pull the antenna out.
No,
you know,
it won't increase
yes,
it that much.
Can.
Well, it's interesting, though. Very good. Maybe you should post that on the BBS as well. I'm sure our listeners would find that interesting. Thanks for the call, JC. You can only do so much with 100 milliwatts on FM. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. And I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the show? You want to help support us? Well, then go and buy some great stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over there, and you can get beanie caps to keep you warm in the wintertime. You can just get regular hats as well, and a variety of different styles and colors. Some very cool stuff and more, all at the store, store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I'm going to have to check this out, but I believe I heard a couple months ago that all checkpoints were unconstitutional. I'll have to look into it, though.
Yeah, well, I don't think the federal government has it within its purview to set up checkpoints.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you.
Because I'll call next week if I find out anything.
Okay.
Keep you updated.
It's difficult to know, you know, I mean, the government, if the government itself is going to decide whether its own checkpoints are constitutional or not,
it'll come back
and say that they are constitutional. You know, it's the roads are essentially belong to the government, so I can see them putting up checkpoints, but I don't think they should be able to search my car without my permission. So if they, you know, do what they're doing, I mean, it's disturbing, but they're sort of asking as opposed to telling, and you know, people need to be educated in the ways of, you know, saying, oh, no, you can't. I'm not going to give you that information.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
Perhaps it would be unconstitutional for them to demand to, you know, demand that you show them your identification or demand that you tell them what country you're from. But if they just ask, then maybe that's why it's not unconstitutional. Maybe that's why they're just asking, so they don't cross that line at this point.
Well, I'll call you guys and keep you updated.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gene.
First, I want to cheer everybody up about Ron Paul and give him some encouragement. And then I want to tell you something about security in China. But Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Go to the Palantir.com. And, you know, the like volunteer, only Palantir.
That's cute.
Yeah. The Palantir.com. And there's a story or a letter that one of the constituents of Ron Paul wrote And it's very encouraging because he has done this kind of thing before where he kind of holds back at the beginning of the race and holds all of his cards until after the top guys have duked it out for a little while, and then he jumps in at the end and just clobbers everybody. So
interesting. Yeah. So perhaps he's doing the same thing here.
Yes, and he has saved a bunch of his money, and he's still got a large war chest to go with, and I think that these guys at the top are slinging their mud back and forth, and pretty soon he's going to be the only one clean, and that's going to be all to his favor. So.
That's a great point. He's going to have cash in the bank when these guys are going to be scraping by. I mean, yes, they get the big corporate contributions, but how long will that last for? I mean, presumably it could go for a long time, but there are limitations to some of that, so who knows?
So anyway, I think, and he has won elections against, three times against a sitting congressman, so he's experienced in these things.
He's tipped over the apple cart, so to speak.
Right. And in China, I just wanted to mention something about security in China. Because,
sure.
You know, we've got the Gestapo over here pushing us around every chance we get. And right before I took that picture with the T-shirt at Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, with a Free Talk Live T-shirt on. I loved that.
Right before I took that, we had to go through a bag check to get in there. Now, this is new. They didn't used to have a bag check there. But they have a fence all around there, and you got to go through a bag check to get in there. Well, I went through with my wife, and she's Chinese, of course. And it turns out that they had to check my wife's bag because she's Chinese. But since I'm a foreigner, they didn't have to check my big old backpack. I was just waved right on through.
How bizarre.
So they are... What they're doing is they're being friendly to foreigners because they're encouraging tourism there. In fact, they have lessened the requirements for getting a tourist visa. It's actually much easier, plus it's good for a year and multiple entries. It used to be only 90 days in a single entry. And so they're definitely trying to get people to come there. And they're getting a lot. I mean, there's a lot of tourists.
I mean, nobody wants to come to America anymore. Might as well go to China. And it's interesting, the parallels, or the reverse parallels, or whatever you want to call them, between China and America, how America is becoming more fascistic and police state-like, and China's just, you know, slowly, step by step, been walking away from its communist past.
Don't forget that our tourism's down and their tourism's up.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's also probably no high-speed chases to speak of. The cops do not pull people over and give them tickets. I was talking to the taxi driver there, and he was showing me the cameras they have up on the highways, and the cameras will snap your picture, and then they mail you the ticket. So there's virtually no being pulled over by the cops. I've never seen anybody pulled over by a police officer there. I've seen police officers asking people questions and stuff, but I've never seen anybody getting pulled over. And there's a lot of traffic in Beijing and even in Wuhan, so there's plenty of opportunity to be pulled over.
You know, China, it's certainly no utopia, and they have a huge set of problems to deal with, one of which, of course, is, internet restrictions and other crushing rules and regulations that they have there. But it does certainly seem like the general trend there is to be slowly moving away from their totalitarian past.
And
not to say
I did experience their internet filters over there. They definitely do filter things. I do like a Yahoo search on Tiananmen Square massacre, and all the hits would come up. But when you click on the links to go to those pages, you cannot go there. They've got all those blocked out.
Hmm.
Free Talk Live was not a problem, and neither was AJ's websites or any of the.
Of course, they have to speak English to really use Free Talk Live.
Well, yeah, and that is a restriction because although a lot of people do speak kind of broken English. Few of them have a high enough level of English to where they would really catch what's going on.
And read it on the BBS or anything like that. That's usually
Well, there is that one girl that posts from time to time on the BBS.
Yeah, we do have a lady from China that's posting there, so very cool.
April. So they do get over here and they do check our websites, but anything that's they have keywords that somehow block it out. And I want to tell people that this is a preview of what we've got coming in the United States.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Wants to restrict our internet, and they want to block our access to free speech. And exactly what I'm looking at in China, we're going to see it here if if anybody other than Ron Paul gets elected, we're probably going to see it within a year or two.
I think you're right. Or the very beginnings, like they're doing over in Australia. We reported on this a couple weeks ago. In Australia, they're mandating that all internet service providers put their customers, when a new customer signs up, that they be put behind some sort of a special porn-blocking filter. And unless they request to be removed from it, they will be behind that filter. So that's the first step.
I did find a big loophole in their filtering system, and that is Usenet. I don't know how much you guys know about Usenet.
Yeah, it's an old the old news groups from way back in the day. They're still going on.
I've been on Usenet for 20 years, and so I'm pretty familiar with Usenet. And I was able to access 100% of Usenet from China. That would be, everything that you could imagine is available on Usenet, all the wares groups, all the porn, it's all available. And
there's always going to be a workaround, you know? I mean, they're never going to be able to catch it all, and they're always... didn't you tell us, Gene, that there were certain internet cafes where if you know the proprietor, you can sort of get by the filters?
Yeah, sort of. What I've heard is, and I'm not real sure, but I've heard that what they do is they link to sites in Taiwan. And once they get access to sites in Taiwan, then those are, of course, a lot more free than the ones on the mainland.
So they're like acting like proxies then, basically.
Yeah. And very cool. You know, people, and the Chinese people are very good at not obeying rules. They're very good at having a great disdain for rules and regulations. So they seem to find ways to work around all these
things. They're going to just keep putting holes in the dike, you know. They're going to keep drilling holes in there, and the information's going to flow through. The Chinese people, like American people, are now being exposed to more information than they've ever been exposed to in the history of mankind, and that's only going to do good things for liberty in the long run.
Well, that's true, because even with the internet restrictions they have, you still have access to quite a bit over there.
Exactly. Gene, great call. Thanks, as always, for making it 1-800-259-9231. You know, Mark, you made a claim that I have been guilty of agreeing with you on this claim in the past.
Okay.
And I want to address it, because I now will vehemently disagree with this particular claim of
yours. Okay.
The claim is that government owns the roads.
Okay.
You made that claim, right?
They've stolen the money. They're building the roads. I mean, yeah. If they don't own the roads,
when a thief steals your bike, they de facto own the roads. Right. When a thief steals your bike, does he own the bike?
Who'd they steal the roads from?
They stole the money to build the roads from you and I.
Yeah, and you agree with me that it's impossible to try to get money back from the government.
I understand that. That doesn't mean they own what they use the stolen money for. So, the government does not own the roads.
How about de facto owns the roads?
They control the roads. More on the way. You can take control. This is your show. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Hi, neighbor.